Morrow County Board of Commissioners public hearing to order. And just so you know what, how we're going to do this, got a list here of people that signed up. I'm going to call people off this list to testify at this hearing. Oral comments from a person, city, entity, or rural fire protection district within the county that provides or desires to provide ambulance service will be limited to 10 minutes, and comments from the public will be limited to 3 minutes. So that's how we're going to call everybody to testify. Is anybody coming in late that wants to be on this list?
We have a list out there still, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm not sure we need to indicate how they...
Oh, yeah. And then I think at the end, with the list we have right now, there are individuals who are also on via Zoom. I suppose at the end they can do a, once we're done with that list, we can have like, you know, raising their hand function or at that time speaking. Since they're not able to put their name on the list, is these, you know, via Zoom. So that could be the option, have the individuals here first, go on the list, go through that, and then after that, you can go out to the people on Zoom.
Okay. A recording of this session will be on the county website. A link to it for anybody that wants that when it's done. We have one at 3 o'clock and we have another one this evening at 6. So I'm going to go ahead and get started here. This is a public hearing to consult with and seek advice from each person, city, entity, or rural fire protection district within the county that provides or desires to provide ambulance service and has notified the county of its desire to be consulted prior to the adoption of the update of the ambulance service area plan and the boundaries of any ambulance service areas to be established under the plan. In addition, the county will hear testimony from interested public citizens. Oral and written comments will be accepted. Written comments must be received by Wednesday, May 10, 2023, and can be submitted either via email to rvanderwall@countymorrow.or.us or by mail to Morrow County, P.O. Box 788, Heppner, Oregon. 97836. The board will consider the comments received to draft and adopt a new ambulance service area plan and designation of the boundaries of any ambulance service area at a future meeting. The county is currently operating under the 1998 ambulance service area plan and ordinance MC-C-4-98. So, before we open this public hearing, I will read this. This is an opening statement and checklist for the public hearing. I call this public hearing of May 3rd, 2023 to order at 3 p.m. My name is David Sykes, Chair of the Morrow County Board of Commissioners. I will be presiding over this public hearing. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the development of a new ambulance service area for Morrow County. Pursuant to ORS 682-062, the public hearing is required to occur before the Board of Commissioners can consider developing and adopting a new ambulance service area plan. Anyone with an interest in today's agenda may offer relevant oral or written testimony. To offer oral testimony, you must first sign in at the main entrance of this room. When you are called to speak, please speak clearly and tell the Board of Commissioners your name, city in which you live, who you represent, if applicable. If you have exhibits for your consideration, for our consideration, such as a copy of your testimony, photographs, petitions, or other documents or evidence, please leave those in the container marked for that purpose at the entry. All testimony must be relevant to the public hearing at hand. If your testimony is irrelevant or repetitious, I may interrupt and ask you to continue with relevant comments pertaining to the ASA plan. Demonstrations from the audience are prohibited, and audience comments will not be part of the record. Only comments directed from the podium. I will now call for abstentions or conflicts of interest. Any conflicts of interest should be mentioned in a statement made that either a commissioner declares a conflict of interest and the commissioner may participate in the hearing, or B, a commissioner refrains participating in the hearing.
So I will declare that I am a board member or board trustee with the Chipper Hospital. Anything that would be here would not provide a financial impact to myself or Good Shepherd Hospital, but out of an abundance of caution, I will declare a potential conflict of interest and will participate in the hearing.
Okay, we'll now begin taking public testimony. First, I want to make sure we know everybody. Justin Nelson, our county council, Paul Gray, emergency manager, Roberta Vanderwall, our interim administrator, Jeff Winholtz, county commissioner, I'm David Sykes, commissioner, and this is Roberta Luch, our executive assistant. So with that, I'll just start with
Justin, where is he saying?
Also, Mr. Blackmore is appearing via Zoom. He's also counsel for county that's helping us with the ASA. So I just wanted to put forward the record that he's also appearing here.
Okay.
Was on here, he's right there via Zoom. So he's able to hear us and stuff like that also.
All right. Okay, I'll just start at the top of the list. We'll start with Andrea Fletcher. So just, come up here and that's where you can, that's the owl. So. Everybody can hear you.
Andrea Fletcher, unincorporated Morrow County. My remarks today are to advocate that we maintain our focus on all people residing in our county and the health services that comprise the county health system. I'm asking that you please do not be distracted by the rhetoric or actions of those individuals who do not have a comprehensive understanding of how fragile rural health systems are and the complexity of maintaining essential services. There's a lack of availability of healthcare providers, higher levels of poverty, greater numbers of senior adults, greater instances of disease and disability, and longer distances to travel to care, all of which contribute to the challenges of ensuring access to care. At one time, this was understood because the people of Morrow County recognized the growing risk of losing health services, which was happening at a significant rate throughout our nation, if they didn't create a safety net of care. Similar to 27 other areas in Oregon, a health district was created to serve all people who reside in the county, not just the incorporated areas. Without data and planning that considers the entire local health system, I foresee difficulty sustaining this access to care, as well as negative economic consequences. I'd like to be assured that if the county supports changing the ASA plan, the county required data and subsequent analysis demonstrating need, and then also thoroughly research the impact, which will be far further reaching than just EMS. And without this full consideration, detrimental to the long-term health of our county. Earlier today, I listened as a letter of support to OHA was approved by the board, despite not having an updated and approved ASA plan. The rationale was there would essentially be no consequence, as it was just allowing BFRD to proceed with an application. This is not benign and without consequence, particularly if any of the options being entertained are dividing a service area. By issuing this letter, you offered support without demonstration of BFRD's past compliance with the ASA or quantitative data. When one rural health provider is harmed, other health-related and community-based services are also jeopardized. These services exist with codependents to ensure a safety net of care. Lastly, I'd like to offer that the board has available to you a cross-disciplinary, cross-regional, and long-existing collaborative of nearly every health and human service profession serving Morrow County residents, with the purpose of providing leadership for health planning, information, and resources. I invite you to engage with this group of advisors in conjunction with the EMS Advisory Board to assist with determining the county's role in health leadership, creating a thoughtful, non-duplicative, and fiscally responsible ASA plan, coordinating countywide planning, and ensuring the public's health and safety. We're entrusting this to you to support a coordinated system of care and maintain access. Thank you.
Did you want to keep a copy? I think you read a letter. Would you want to have that?
I'll email it to Roberta, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, next is Diane Kilkenny.
I would like to wait until later, if that's possible.
You what?
I would like to wait.
Okay. Until the end? Okay. Carmen Wilson?
Nothing.
Oh, she's crossed off. I'm sorry. Emily Roberts?
Emily Roberts, I'm the CEO for Morrow County Health District. I will be submitting this as written testimony. I did try to email it, it's a little bit large, so I will give this to Roberta as soon as I'm done here.
And I also received that, I was able to download, I was able to send the copies over, so you'll have the paper, and then we'll also have the digital copies too.
I do appreciate that. This is double-sided, and I think that it will be lengthy for people to have to go through the hard copies, but important, and I hope that people do take the time to go through this. I'd also like to make verbal testimony. ORS 198.7202 reads, "A district may not include territory within another district formed under the same principal act. When the other district is authorized to perform and is performing the services the affected district is authorized to perform. Morrow County Health District is the only ambulance service provider authorized under ORS 198.010. The Morrow County Board of Commissioners do not have authority to circumvent ORS 198.010, and therefore they do not have the authority to award any portion of Morrow County to another special district or ambulance service. Because Morrow County does not have this authority to award any portion of Morrow County to Boardman Fire Rescue District, we at Morrow County Health District fully intend to continue serving all of Morrow County as the ambulance service provider."
Thank you. Next up, Nicole Mahoney.
Nicole Mahoney, 30-year resident and taxpayer of Heppner, Oregon. This will be a little redundant for some because I shared it at public comment at the Board of Commissioners meeting previously, but it was not recorded in the minutes, so I'm going to repeat my comments with regard to this matter as a resident. So if we're going back to look back into the governance documents of the 1990s for the ambulance services, we need to consider the county court's order to create the Morrow County Health District in September of 1994 for the sole purpose of the district assuming all health services the county was providing at that time. As stated in the intergovernmental agreement, one of the core services to be provided was ambulance coverage to the entire county. In 1995, the voters approved the health district's establishment of a tax base to provide those countywide health services. Why would the newly elected Board of Commissioners find it necessary to negate how the voters want their money spent and override who will provide their ambulance services? The voters spoke about who they wanted to provide the services when they approved the funding of the tax base for Morrow County Health District to support the provision of medical services. Why are the current Board of Commissioners trying to degrade ambulance services and potentially cause the layoff of 60 full and part-time EMS professionals that serve our communities as dedicated employees of the health district? The district has spent the last 2 years and over $1 million in their commitment to transition to a fully staffed EMS service because the volunteers simply are not available any longer to run the ambulances in any of our communities in Boardman, Uregan, or Heppner. The district improved response times and coverage dramatically only to have the current commissioners say they want a change and that the current 2022 ASA is not in effect based on a technicality they could easily remedy with one vote of approval. Why won't the current Board of Commissioners place the ASA that was approved by their predecessors in 21 and approved by the Oregon Health Authority in 2022 back on their meeting agenda for final approval and keep the high level of ambulance services currently being provided in place as they are? I think these questions need answered by the Board of Commissioners for all the people of Morrow County to hear.
Okay, next is Jody Ferguson.
Jody Ferguson, a resident of Morrow County, and I currently live in Lexington. Mine's kind of a few questions. Number one is, I'd like to request a list of complaints from Morrow County residents who have used the EMS service. Do we have a list of people who have complained about the service? Yeah, I'm thinking we don't, since nobody said that or reported it. Have any of you guys used the ambulance service personally?
No.
Okay, so you couldn't say if it was bad or good or therefore. Okay. So number two, currently Morrill County Health District has a Tri-County Ambulance Service Plan that costs $45 a year. And with that, if you use the ambulance service, we bill your insurance and we write off the remaining balance. Will that still be in effect, or will taxpayers now have increased taxes and an ambulance bill? Because that is very important, and that's throughout our whole entire county. So I'd like to know if that's going to be available. And number three, through all these comments and public hearings, I haven't heard one person come in here and say why we need to do this, that we definitely do, it doesn't work. So I'm wondering, have you guys received anything like that that says people are saying this doesn't work and we need to change it besides Mike Hughes and Boardman Fire Department? Because I haven't heard any comments about that. Thank you.
Okay, next up, Lori Seitz.
I hadn't planned to speak, I thought I was just signing in, but a couple questions that come to mind now. Come on, come on. Give me this so I can see it. There we go. A couple questions again, back to what Jody said. I haven't heard anyone complaining to me. One, my name's Lori Seitz. I live in Morrill County, out of town, and have been a volunteer with the local health district here as an EMT for probably 20-some years. And I guess I haven't heard a need or heard, in fact, the statistics I've heard is that we have met or even exceeded what some of the neighboring counties have as far as call times and number of ambulances per people, so I'm not sure that I understand why this is happening. Again, seems like you made the decision to issue the letter to Boardman against one of your lawyer's advice, and I guess that concerns me. And lastly, I worked for Forest Service under medical stuff and worked with several people from Baker County. And so I heard a lot about when Baker City originally pulled out of the Baker County agreement, tried to start their own ambulance service. And people I have talked to that are involved in that has been nothing but problems. The contracts they're trying to put together for the city of Baker have not worked well, and et cetera. So I'm concerned of how many other people are you talking to get advice and more counseling on that? And we do have neighboring counties that have done similar things and it didn't go well. So that was it.
Okay, next is Kelly Doherty.
Kelly Doherty, Boardman, Oregon. As a resident of the fire department's I was kind of shocked this morning to see the letter of support for the ambulance service to have my tax dollars leave my county. I don't believe that my tax dollars are in support of the fire department running transport license. My tax dollars for the fire department goes to fire protection and not to ambulance service. The vote of the people said that the ambulance service goes to Morrill County Health District or a health County Health District has actually saved my life. I have nothing bad to say of them. They've transported me and saved my life. It's a good service, supports the whole entire county, and I think we need to keep it that way. Like everybody said, we look around and we're still looking for the people that want the split, and we don't see those people anywhere. We don't see the need. If you're meeting in all the expectations of the state, there's really no need. But I'm really concerned about where my tax dollars are spent. The vote of the people should have a say in this. It shouldn't be up to our commissioners. And like I said, I lived in the fire district's protection area, and I would like my tax dollars to go to the fire district and not leave the county. Thanks.
Next is Ann Burry.
Hello, my name is Ann Lindsay Murray. I'm a pharmacist here in Heppner. Murray Drugs has pharmacies in Heppner, Condon, and Boardman. We serve patients from all communities of Morrill County. I'm here today to give testimony to the critical importance of ambulance services that the Morrill County Health District provides.
I grew up on a ranch where dangerous farming accidents were not uncommon, and we depended on the fast response from our emergency services. As a pharmacist, I see and know of countless patients whose lives have been saved by Morrow County EMS services and providers of the Morrow County Health District. I had an email today from a person from 2007 that had a motorcycle wreck between here and Cudsworth Park. His life was saved by our ambulances and services here, and he writes to me about once a year. So I am expressing his support for our current services also. Our county government needs to ensure that all of our vast and remote county residents have these services available. The health and economic stability of our communities depend on being able to take care of residents, employees, and senior citizens that retire here, or tourists that come here and find themselves in dangerous medical situations. I urge you, the commissioners, who are responsible for the people of Morrow County, to fully consider the consequences of the decreased rural reimbursement that would occur if you endanger the critical access funding recognized by the federal government as vital to maintaining medical services in rural America. Thank you.
Next, John Murray.
My name is John Murray. I'm a pharmacist, and with Ann, I own Murray's Drug in Heppner, Oregon. Just a few quick comments. One, I am not speaking for any board or commission that I serve on, but I do serve on two countywide boards or commissions. I just would like to say, I can't tell you how many times recently I've heard the words "in abundance of caution" to justify going ahead and speaking on an issue that, you know, maybe they shouldn't. Why are we having a conflict of interest declaration now and not previous votes? The Ethics Commission, I'm sure, will rule on that. It will be interesting to hear what they have to say. I would love to hear someone say, out of an abundance of caution or abundance of concern for Morrow County citizens, fantastic. An abundance of ethics, fantastic. Please, no more abundance of caution statements, okay? I have a question on the process. Why are we here if you've written a letter that could jeopardize the funding that we're talking about already? Why are we here? I mean, that seems, the public has got to be asking, is this just for show? You mentioned it was a requirement for going forward with the process. It looks like a show to me, because you just sent a letter against your own legal advice and against the wording OHA recommended. You changed the wording. OHA recommended that you put in there wording that said Boardman Fire shall comply with ASA. You changed it to Boardman Fire may. I don't understand your guys' logic. Wow. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. The next up is Susie Crosby.
Susie Crosby. I'm an EMT intermediate with the ambulance here in Heppner, and I also work as an ER tech for Pioneer Memorial Hospital. Prior to working in Heppner, I responded in Boardman from Morrow County Ambulance. I'm speaking today with the hope of giving a different perspective to Boardman Fire and what has transpired over the last year. So here's my boots on the ground view, so to speak. I've been in EMS for the last 13 years, and I've come from a rural volunteer-based ambulance service. Our small community had a volunteer fire department with which we had a very good relationship. Our dispatch center had certain criteria they used for dispatching fire, such as MVAs, you know, traffic accidents with extrication, lift assist, or at the request of EMS or law enforcement. And of course, a fire. Ultimately, dispatchers were expected to use their own discretion. Our fire department was not dispatched for every call. This would have been an obvious waste of time and resources. They were dispatched when needed and not when they weren't, and it worked. My experience with Boardman Ambulance, Morrow County Health District, was a good one. but I was very surprised and a little bewildered when I found that Boardman Fire was dispatched to every call. This included ground level falls and headaches. While some may think, great, the more the better, I didn't find this to be the case. It seemed to me that it made scenes harder to manage. Patient access was more difficult and actually delayed patient care. And maneuvering around a ladder truck in a residential area is not easy. As time went on, I began to see that maybe the motives behind the actions of Boardman Fire might not be so pure. The race to the scene, sometimes an unnecessary code 3 through busy streets, was unnerving even for an EMT. The competition and scrutiny were obvious. It made me wonder if the crew wasn't being coached to look for something they might be able to point a finger at to make us look bad. I can tell you that it's hard enough to keep calm and clear-headed on scene without knowing someone is looking over your shoulder hoping you'll mess up. This didn't appear to be about improving care for our patients at all. It was about trying to find something to use against our ambulance. I'm not trying to disparage the firefighters who work for Boardman Ambulance, or Boardman Fire. I believe they were most likely following their lead of their chief. But it does make me question the motive for their actions taken by their chief against the Morrill County Health District today. I can't help but wonder if all the care and concern that he claims to have for the people of Morrill County pales to his concern for the acquisition of control, power, and prestige that comes with a win. In truth, God only knows what we do and why we do it, and I pray those in power might make the right decision for the right reasons that I'm asking for. Thank you.
Okay, then we come back to Diane Kilkenny, because this is the last I have on this list. Unless you want to wait until we do Zoom?
Yes.
Okay. Ray Akers.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, yes, I can. So, my name's Raymond Akers. I am within the Boardman Rural Fire District area. Been here for 45 plus years in Morrill County. I guess my testimony would be that recently out on Power Road, my son got in a rollover car accident dodging a herd elk. The response and professionalism that came from Morrill County Health District was unprecedented. Not just the care they gave my son, but the courtesy they gave my wife on the phone on the way to Hermiston Hospital. I'm a little disappointed that being in Boardman Rural Fire Protection District, that I'm being taxed. My tax money is going towards ambulances and staff that can't even use them or should use them. They come out to my house for a grass fire. The grass fire is going to loss of property, vehicles. So they're fighting the fire on the grass. I didn't care about the grass. The grass let it burn. If their ambulance service is going to run like their fire department, we might have a little bit of issues there. If and when, in my opinion, if and when we need faster response time or more ambulances, I would think that we would leave it to Morrill County Health District and let them continue in the good work that they do. That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Anybody else on Zoom that wants to testify at this hearing? Okay, hearing none, then now we'll go to Diane Kilkenny. Looks like this is the last.
Hi, my name is Diane Kilkenny. I have lived in this area 40 years.
I have been part of the healthcare system as a RN for Good Shepherd Hospital, and then public service and public health for over 20 years. I have helped build a countywide system of health service providers because a system is stronger than entities standing alone. I would caution you to be very careful on how you dismantle or tear down structures and systems in this county. Consequences of healthcare, they're hard to either rebuild or return or to ever be as good as they are. We need to work together. This is not about power. This is about public safety and doing the right thing. And if you think that giving, slicing up rural health care is doing the right thing, you're going to be sadly mistaken by the disservice that you do to all county residents. Thank you.
Okay, is there anybody else that didn't sign? Yes.
John Kilkenny, and now parent. Lived in Morrow County my whole life and served on various committees that serve the entire county. And I understand how the county functions better when they work together. One of the things I'm on is the Heppner Rural Fire District Budget Committee. And we approve purchases of equipment each year based on the budget. Had anybody ever come before the Heppner Rural District Fire Department wanting to buy a piece of equipment that they had no license to operate, that had been about a 13-second conversation. I've never understood how the Boardman Fire Department bought an ambulance for which they had no license to operate, and how the budget committee approved that, number one. Number two, this is about need. The need has never been demonstrated based on all the call logs that everyone's seen. You know, someone can stand up and raise their hand and say, oh, they were slow and they don't get their time. The call logs are facts. The call logs show that all the ambulances from the Morrow County Health District leave within a minute, and they're always on site in the Boardman area within 3 or 4 minutes. There's no disputing that. So there's not a need that's not unmet. You know, I could understand it if there was a history of the health district not doing their job. And it's like, we need to improve. People are, and lives are in danger. There is no evidence of that whatsoever. The need is Boardman Fire District bought ambulances which they're unable to secure funding for because they don't have a license. That's the need. That's not what the law intended need to be. Need means the public needs health care services, not, you know, entities need money. That's not what need's about. The final thing is that, let's say me and a friend of mine who's an EMT decide we're going to get in the ambulance business. And we're going to tear up the whole funding system in the county because I want to run an ambulance. Well, I've got an ambulance, here it is. I've got an EMT, here it is. Can I come into the county and say, can you write me a letter as a license to support my license to run in this, even though it tears up the county? I think that'd be a pretty quick conversation also. Would be a no. And I don't understand the difference here. So please be careful what you do, because this funding that the healthcare district in this county is going to lose is real. It's not a bluff. And so the responsibility when that funding is gone comes back to the county to fill that gap. And you guys need to think about that.
Okay. Is anybody else in the room wants to testify? One more time, anybody on Zoom that wants to testify? Okay. Hearing none, then we will... We're going to continue this public hearing. In order to obtain additional information, this hearing will be continued to 6 p.m. today at this same location. Thank you all for coming, and thank you for your testimony. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah, I guess there's also, again, if there's written testimony, of course, that was the email address there to submit that. Absolutely. We have a lot here, but it works out, too.
You can just put it in that bin.
Out there?
Yeah.